the voices you trust to help you understand what's happening.
Ebong Udama,
Janice Roman,
Sabrina Garone,
Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
And the voices that keep you company throughout the week.
I'm Emily Boyer. So glad to be with you today.
Hi, I'm Walt Graham.
Hey there, good evening. I'm Laura Enrico. How are you doing? I hope you've had a good day.
Real people, trusted voices, serving a community we're proud to be a part of. WSHU, news you trust, music you love.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Long Island environmental advocates say they'll fight EPA rollbacks. That story is ahead, but first, Connecticut lawmakers consider a per-child tax break for some parents. Fire departments in the state say they're having trouble finding new staff. Plus, New York rolls out stronger penalties for some driving violations. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. On the list for Connecticut lawmakers this session, whether to give some parents a tax credit for each child they have. WSHU's Erin Pellegrini reports.
Ivy Royster is a parent from Stratford. She said a proposed child tax credit would take stress off of parents.
I know $600 will not solve everything. It won't erase inflation. It won't eliminate hardship. But for families like mine, it would mean breathing room, just for a moment. It would mean groceries without anxiety. It would mean necessary shoes without second guessing the cost.
The United Way of Connecticut says the bill would cost around $300 million. The state ordered an income tax rebate in 2022, which gave eligible parents $250 per child. Erin Pellegrini, WSHU News.
Connecticut police and fire departments, as well as other first responders, are having difficulty hiring new staff. WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish has more on Governor Lamont's proposed solution.
Governor Lamont says he will present state lawmakers with two incentives to attract new recruits. Lamont's bill would waive tuition to the state's public colleges and universities for police officers and firefighters who have served for at least 5 years. The bill will also create a mortgage assistance program to help first responders purchase homes in the towns they serve. Police and fire officials say fewer recruits are applying for open positions. A 2025 study by the State Comptroller's Office has found that the number of firefighters in Connecticut has declined by 50% since 2017. A House committee is considering the bill and will schedule a hearing to get public feedback. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
AAA is reminding New Yorkers about stiffer penalties for serious driving violations. New and increased point values for infractions took effect this week. Elizabeth Carey is with AAA, and she says the Auto Club wants drivers to be prepared, educated, and informed.
Passing a school bus will go from 5 points to 8 points. Racing vehicles will go from no points to 5 points. And alcohol or drug-impaired convictions will now carry 11 points on a driver's license.
Carey says the length of time these points will stay on a driver's record is also extended. That means the DMV has more time to determine if a driver is a persistent violator. The Trump administration is ending federal limits on car emissions, and a Long Island lawmaker says that fight isn't over. That story is coming up.
WSHU's winter fundraiser is about building a foundation for another great year of work. We typically interrupt programs for 10 days to reach our goal. Well, this year we're cutting it down to 5. We're asking for your support with these short messages that won't interrupt programs. And thanks to a generous match from WSHU's Beacon Society, your gift will be automatically doubled. It's time to donate. Go to WSHU.org and thanks.
Freestyle skier and Connecticut native Mac Forehand has won a silver medal at the Winter Olympics in Milan. He won in an event called Big Air, in which competitors try to perform large and complex jumps. This is Forehand's first Olympic medal. He's won 6 medals from the Winter X Games. There are more than 87,000 EVs on the road in Nassau and Suffolk County, according to an electric vehicle advocacy group. Long Island now accounts for more than a quarter of New York State's EVs. There are also more public charging ports throughout the island, so it's easier for drivers to plug in. Governor Kathy Hochul says New York will put more than $240 million toward affordable housing. She says the money will house 1,800 people in dozens of developments across the state. Officials say the money will help towns and cities build new housing and fix up older properties statewide. Connecticut officials say the state preserved nearly 1,000 acres of farmland in 2025, protecting more than a dozen farms across the state. The Department of Agriculture says the state bought development rights, so the land's still being farmed. This brings Connecticut's total protected farmland to more than 51,000 acres. The Trump administration announced a major environmental policy change. The federal government will no longer regulate greenhouse gas emissions from cars. Now, a Long Island lawmaker and a small group of environmental advocates from New York and beyond are vowing to fight back against what they call a devastating blow for climate protections. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
The temperature hovered around freezing Tuesday as Congressman Tom Suozzi of Long Island gathered with environmental advocates in Glen Cove, right on the water's edge where Hempstead Bay slices into Garvey's Point Preserve.
We have to wake up. This is very real, serious business. This is affecting the quality of your life. We here on Long Island, the waterfront right by here, we're subject to the effects of rising sea levels.
That very real, serious business Suozzi's talking about is the Trump administration's announcement last week erasing the so-called endangerment finding from 2009, linking emissions to harmful health effects. It's the scientific foundation behind the federal government's legal authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Without it, environmentalists say passenger cars and trucks will no longer be subject to virtually any federal fuel efficiency standards. This kind of deregulation is one of the primary goals that President Donald Trump and his EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said they wanted to accomplish at the beginning of Trump's second term. In remarks last week, Zeldin said eliminating the endangerment finding is the single largest act of deregulation in U.S. history.
It regulated and targeted the American dream. And now the endangerment finding is hereby eliminated, as well as all greenhouse gas emission standards that followed. The red tape has been cut. Manufacturers will no longer be burdened by measuring, compiling, or reporting greenhouse gas emissions for vehicles and engines.
Zeldin says the move will make cars cheaper and lower costs for families, especially those who live in rural areas where personal vehicles are all but required. He says the EPA never had the authority to regulate air pollutants in the first place.
If Congress wants EPA to regulate the heck out of greenhouse gases emitted from motor vehicles, then Congress can clearly make that the law, which they haven't done for good reason. Today, we dismantle the tactics and legal gymnastics used by the Obama and Biden administrations to backdoor their ideological agendas on the American people.
For Zeldin and the climate activists opposing him, the EPA's authority comes down to different interpretations of the decades-old Clean Air Act. Zeldin, who formerly represented Eastern Long Island in the U.S. House of Representatives, says the act does not permit limitations on greenhouse gas emissions. The Natural Resources Defense Council says the opposite. Pete Budden is the NRDC's senior advocate for hydrogen, climate, and energy. He says the EPA is violating the Clean Air Act.
Greenhouse gas emissions are a danger to the public. They are a threat to our public health, our safety, and therefore they should be regulated under the Clean Air Act. And it's as simple as that.
So the NRDC filed a lawsuit in federal court Wednesday to keep the endangerment finding in place. Budden says it's an environmental and economic imperative as intense weather events occur more frequently and on a larger scale.
Trump and Zeldin are asking you to ignore the rising costs that we're all facing in our wallets. Not only the cost of recovering from these disasters, Sandy alone caused an estimated $65 billion in damages, but the rising cost of energy prices and homeowners insurance.
Long Island is fourth on the list of most vulnerable places in the country due to climate change, according to market rating agency Moody's. That's why Tom Suozzi says he's building a coalition of lawmakers who would support legislation to clarify and strengthen the Clean Air Act. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Thanks.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. We'd love to connect with you on there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.